Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First this afternoon, cabinet ministers are meeting at government buildings to finalise a tightening of coronavirus restrictions in Dublin. The capital is expected to move to level 3 in the new 5-point plan aimed at stemming the spread of COVID-19. Now, the extra limitations come amid grave warnings from public health officials that Dublin is at an extremely critical juncture with the virus on the verge of spiralling out of control in the city. It's believed that the Cabinet Subcommittee has accepted ENFET's recommendation of moving Dublin to level 3, as well as a ban on indoor dining in the capital's restaurants and bars. Pubs that only serve alcohol are expected to open as planned in the rest of the country next Monday. And our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. Good evening, Barry. First of all, when will we know what is being decided at Cabinet?
Yeah, full Cabinet underway right now, and that's significant. Why? Because it had been expected ministers would simply approve the new restrictions for Dublin on the nod, so to speak, through an incorporeal Cabinet meeting over the phone. However, moves put in place around noon to schedule a full cabinet meeting in different rooms of government buildings. Some ministers, such as Pippa Hackett, though, contributing remotely. But that means new stringent coronavirus restrictions for Dublin coming from the National Public Health Emergency Team will be trashed out fully by the cabinet. Now, the cabinet subcommittee on COVID-19, which includes the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the leader of the Green Party, Michael McGrath, Pascal Donoghue, Simon Coveney, and also contributions from the head of the HSE, Paul Reid, and the Chief Medical Officer. They met for several hours this morning into afternoon to consider these recommendations to move Dublin to level 3, as well as that controversial proposal as emanated last night to ban all indoor dining in Dublin restaurants and pubs. This after an official group met as well to consider the proposals. Now, the other proposal put forward by NPHET, that is the planned reopening of pubs outside of Dublin that don't serve food, they're due to reopen on Monday. But the National Public Health Emergency Team is recommending that they don't open. They recommended the same last Friday. However, my sense of things in cabinet around government buildings is there's no appetite to tackle that thorny issue of keeping those pubs shut another period. Now, cabinet meeting had started at 3:15. Remember, the dynamic of that meeting, the sense is the majority will approve these new restrictions, especially after the subcommittee had approved them earlier. But some will be stung in relation to what happened last Friday when NPHET recommended that Dublin had a deep reservoir of disease, but the cabinet didn't decide anything for several days. And remember as well, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has been a huge advocate for reopening the pubs sooner than planned. So what sort of interplay will there be between him and Micheál Martin in particular? Now, we are expecting an address from Taoiseach Micheál Martin at 6:00 on the steps of government buildings, in which he'll confirm Dublin will move to level 3 with additional restrictions. They'll kick in from midnight, will run for 3 weeks, October 9th. This will be followed by a press conference. And we'll, of course, have the announcement live here at Drive Time.
All right, hopefully we will, probably around 6:00. So what we do know, Barry, is that there will be more restrictions for Dubliners. Can we speculate as to what they might be?
Yeah, this outlined in the COVID-19 plan released on Tuesday, people asked to stay in their county within Dublin, not cross the county bounds. The priority to keep schools open. We have touched upon restaurants and pubs, social and family gatherings, visitors from only one other household allowed into your front room or back garden. No social or family gatherings should take place. All indoor gatherings such as businesses, training events, conferences, they shouldn't take place. Organised outdoor gatherings limited to 15 people. And in terms of sports, training must take place only in pods, non-contact training of 15, whilst all matches will be cancelled from midnight tonight with the exception of elite sports. I know several county finals down for decision. Senior County Championship classified as elite sport for now. Weddings as well will be restricted to 25 people, but weddings for this weekend will be exempt. In terms of religion, a mass back to online services, only 25 mourners at a funeral, arts, museums, galleries all closed as well. People should work from home unless absolutely necessary in the capital as well, and public transport will be limited to 50% and only for essential workers and essential purposes only as well. And in terms of nursing homes, visiting long-term residential care facilities and nursing homes will be suspended in Dublin, aside from critical and compassionate circumstances.
All right, a lot of talk about the pubs and what's going to happen there, and I'm sure an awful lot of people in the hospitality industry, Barry, are pretty deflated and fed up this evening. You've been getting some reaction.
They're furious, Damien. William Lavelle is Senior Executive of Drinks Ireland.
The decision to, which has been leaked, to essentially shut down Dublin's hospitality sector will be hugely damaging to the economy and will be the final blow for many businesses already struggling to stay afloat. COVID-19 has been a global pandemic, and we can see how other countries are responding. And across Europe, the hospitality sector has reopened with restrictions, including in countries with a higher incidence rate. What NFID seem to have proposed for Dublin is radically out of step with Europe. And the question has to be asked, what makes Dublin so different that we are willing to scapegoat and crucify our hospitality sector?
The argument from public health officials is that the outbreaks we are seeing in households, that perhaps they are coming from settings such as restaurants and pubs, and that due to the contact tracing process, it is not possible to classify them as same, that they have real concern about what's happening in pubs and restaurants.
Well, the evidence on that is far from convincing. And what has been suggested isn't banning socialising. Socialising will continue. It'll just happen outside of the controlled environments of the hospitality sector. The hospitality sector has not been the problem. The hospitality has seen only a tiny proportion of the cluster of outbreaks. Yes, hospitality is being scapegoated. If there is evidence there, we'd like to see it. It's not convincing. We shouldn't be blaming hospitality for problems that are happening in the broader community, in households.
Now, that's William Lavelle there, Barry, and this is turning into somewhat of a debate between people in the hospitality industry and then public health officials, and you alluded to that there in your discussion with William. But just outline to us, what are the public health officials saying in response to the criticism of these restrictions?
Yeah, restaurateurs and pub owners point to the fact that just three clusters of COVID-19 have been found in pubs and restaurants nationwide in the last week. So why target us, they ask? Well, Professor Philip Nolan, he's the head of NPHET's Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group. In a series of tweets, he's outlined why NPHET has recommended to ban indoor dining in restaurants and pubs. He said people are misreading the data on how prevalent the virus is in pubs and restaurants, and the low number of outbreaks is misinterpreting the data, he said. He said people may pick up COVID-19 in one of these settings, in a pub or a restaurant, but not start spreading it for 3 or 4 days. And he says that people are picking up the virus in bars, restaurants and gyms, but that it's not reflected in the figures as it's put under the term community transmission. He says wherever we mix socially, the virus is there. We know the disease is potentially going to spiral out of control, he said, unless we act. And he says our colleagues in public health will track down the source of a virus to a pub or a restaurant if they had the resources to do so, but they don't. So Philip Nolan outlining why that measure is brought in for pubs and restaurants.
Do we know, Barry, if the acting chief medical officer had any contact with the Taoiseach or senior cabinet members before today's meeting?
Yes, well, in a letter last night to the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, ahead of the cabinet's discussions today, this letter we've caught some details of. He warned how Dublin was, quote, at an extremely critical juncture and the window of opportunity to bring the disease under control without significant additional measures was no longer available. And he said that introducing the measures in level 3, as we outlined, represents a proactive and proportionate response to the current situation in Dublin. Now, talking to people on NPHET yesterday and again today, it's believed in terms of this recommendation for the ban on indoor dining in pubs and restaurants, they have told government that they are really concerned with regards protecting elderly people, and that the overall volume of the disease is going to result in greater level of transmission in more vulnerable group, and that the volume of the disease in Dublin will further accelerate the rise in cases elsewhere, given the number of people in the capital and its connectivity to other parts of the country.
All right, so a critical juncture is the words that he's using there. Does he have support among other medical experts?
A tipping point. Those are the words of Assistant Professor of Virology at Trinity College, Kim Roberts.
One of the difficulties that we've been seeing over the last few weeks is an increase in community-acquired infection. So this is where transmission events are happening in the community, They're difficult to trace. They're not linked to any other cluster or outbreak. And these are the numbers that I watch. These are the numbers that I worry about. And they've been increasing over the last few weeks. If we let community transmission continue in this way, we will see an increase in the number of people who are older and more vulnerable to severe infection with the virus, which could lead to more people ending up in hospital and, unfortunately, increase the number of people who are dying. So right now, we're at a tipping point where we need to get a handle on that community transmission and bring it down as quickly and as low as possible.
The argument from restaurant owners in Dublin and indeed pub owners across the country is that there have been very few outbreaks associated with their premises. How would you respond to that?
So one of the difficulties is a lack of information. When people are are identified as being COVID-19 positive, then the public health doctors speak to them and get a contact trace back to 48 hours before symptoms started. But that doesn't necessarily identify where a person picked up the virus. So although most of the numbers, it looks like we're having clusters within households, that virus has to come from somewhere. And when we say community transmission, often that's designated based on we don't know where the person caught the virus. In Ireland, we don't have the epidemiological information to say that lots of outbreaks are taking place in restaurants and in pubs. However, looking at other countries which are dealing with exactly the same problems that we are, we do have the data from other countries to say that transmission is particularly prevalent in indoor places like restaurants and pubs.
The Taoiseach raised the spectra in his contribution on Tuesday that perhaps the virus isn't as deadly as it was in the spring, and some figures like hospitalizations, intensive care and so on would seem to back up that theory. Would you look at that and say perhaps the virus maybe isn't as virulent as it was?
I think that's quite dangerous speculation, because the virus isn't mutating in any significant way that we have evidence to say that it's any less severe. Certainly, medical professionals have a better handle on how to treat people and how to look after people successfully in hospitals. So hopefully that will reduce the severity of infections and reduce the number of people who die from this virus. But we're still dealing with the same virus that we had in March and in April. It's still able to transmit in the same way, and it still has the potential to make people very, very ill.
That's Kim Roberts there of TCD. And finally, Barry, you have a statement just to hand from the three universities in Dublin. What are they saying?
Yeah, this Trinity College, UCD and DCU, which is in the Dublin Northwest area, which is the highest incidence rate of the virus in the country. And those three universities have announced that all teaching and learning will be online, except for practical workshop and lab-based tuition that cannot be done remotely. And all other activities on campuses will be suspended. That coming from the Irish Universities Association. And just some other news, just literally to hand, my colleague Sandra Hurley has confirmed that the Cabinet has agreed to NPHET's recommendations to tighten the restrictions of Dublin to level 3 and to ban indoor dining in the capital. The restrictions from midnight tonight for the next 3 weeks, weddings this weekend exempt. So Cabinet has concluded its deliberations. Those restrictions coming into force, an announcement from the Taoiseach expected at 6 o'clock.
Okay, Barry, that is indeed breaking news there. And we will have that live press conference when it happens at government buildings a little later on. Barry Lenihan, as always, thank you. Now,